Blackstone presents Aftermath on Marriage and Separation by Rachel Cusk. This book is read by Antonia Beamish.
Zeus has led us on to know, the helmsman lays it down as law, that we must suffer, suffer into truth. We cannot sleep, and drop by drop, at the heart, the pain of pain remembered comes again, and we resist, but ripeness comes as well. From the gods enthroned on the awesome rowing bench, there comes a violent love. Aeschylus, the Oresteia. Aftermath. Recently, my husband and I separated, and over the course of a few weeks, the life that we'd made broke apart, like a jigsaw dismantled into a heap of broken-edged pieces. Sometimes the matrix of a jigsaw is undetectable in the assembled picture. There are champion jigsaw makers who pride themselves on such things, but mostly you can tell. The light falls on the surface indentations. It's only from far away that the image seems complete. My younger daughter likes doing jigsaws. The older one does not. She builds card houses in whose environs everyone must remain silent and still. I see in these activities differing attempts to exert control, but I am struck too by the proof they provide that there is more than one way of being patient, and that intolerance can take many forms. My daughters take these variations in temperament a little too seriously. Each resents the opposing tendency in the other. In fact, I would almost say that they pursue their separate activities as a form of argument. An argument is only an emergency of self-definition, after all. And I've wondered from time to time whether it is one of the pitfalls of modern family life, with its relentless jollity, its entirely unfounded optimism, its reliance not on God or economics, but on the principle of love, that it fails to recognize and take precautions against the human need for war. The new reality was a phrase that kept coming up in those early weeks. People used it to describe my situation, as though it might represent a kind of progress. But it was, in fact, a regression. The gears of life had gone into reverse. All at once, we were moving not forwards, but backwards.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?